All right, good morning, Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Hi there, good morning, Kelly K.
Hello, welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you very much. It's funny because they say that, you know, it doesn't take long for the R&R, the rest and relaxation of a vacation, to end after you get done with that vacation.
Uh-huh.
And there's no starker, I guess, example of that than having your alarm clock be so rude. And
it is rude.
Go off at such an early hour in the morning. So
yeah, because you're like, you know, this is not when you go off anymore. This is not when this happens.
No. It was nice. I got to be honest, not being woken up by an alarm clock every single morning.
Isn't that great to just wake up whenever you want to?
Well, you know, I mean, there's that, and then there's we go up to Lake Erie, we vacation and stuff like that. I was also in Nashville. I have a story about that, by the way, coming up a little bit later on this morning. But there was, you know, we vacation with family. And so, you know, it's not necessarily me sleeping as long as I want. It's just me sleeping until the house wakes up because.
Right.
You know, and so it still is much later than a 3:30 wake up call. So anyways, yeah, a lot to get to here this morning. There was no Powerball winner, so $900 million tonight. If you're a betting person, that's the jackpot.
Wow.
I mean, you could take the $465.1 million one-time lump sum before taxes.
Most people do. Why would you not?
If you want to lose half of your winnings, then.
But that's okay, because when you get to that kind of money, who cares?
Hey, Kelly, don't tell people how to spend their money or to
live their
life.
I'm just saying.
If you
wait for 29 years, isn't that usually what it is? You just don't know what's going to happen. Right?
This is true. So, yeah, that's up to $900 million, the drawing tonight. So, good luck with that. I will say that my daughters bought their first lottery ticket ever. They're 19, so, you know, they didn't have...
Now they can, yeah.
Yeah, a whole lot of chance beforehand. But they bought their first lottery tickets for my father-in-law, actually, for his birthday. And... yeah.
Oh, I hope he wins.
No, he didn't. No? It was from last week. It was like Wednesday's drawing of last week.
So he didn't win. That is unfortunate.
No, very unfortunate. So,
especially when it comes down to it, like he really just didn't get anything for a gift.
No, he just got a piece of paper that said "Happy birthday."
You're a loser.
You're a loser. You're a loser. Happy birthday.
That is unfortunate.
Yeah, for sure.
Whoever laughs first loses. It's you laugh, you lose. Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right, it's the game where Kelly and I sling our best jokes back and forth. First person who laughs loses. And it's all going for this magical You Laugh, You Lose trophy here, where it made the move over to the new studios. So that's
still
nice.
Still as glorious as ever.
Yes.
It's so impressive.
Yes,
yeah.
So impressive.
Yeah.
All right. You Laugh, You Lose here. Kelly, I don't remember who won last week. Do you?
I don't either.
All right. Well, how about I just go first? We'll assume
okay,
it was
you go first. That's,
losers go first.
Good.
You know, right. We'll assume I lost. Look at me being the better man.
Oh, look at you.
All right. You
Such
laugh, you
sacrifice.
Lose. Hey, Kelly, what do you call a pod of singing killer whales?
What do you call a pod of singing killer whales?
Mm-hmm. An orcapella group.
Cute.
Duh.
I bet they're amazing. Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
I was reminiscing the other day. You know, my social network when I was a kid was outside.
I don't know that one. Hey, Kelly, why are narwhals so good at card games?
I'm sensing already a theme early on. Why are narwhals really good at card games?
Because they have a great poker face.
Yes! Thank you for the demonstration. That does help.
The horn on the...
Yeah.
Hey, buddy, hope you find your dad.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
That was really good.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah?
Guy says it's a 5-minute walk from my house to the bar.
Okay.
It's a 30-minute walk from the bar to my house.
Mm.
The difference is staggering.
Ah, sure is. Hey, Kelly, why don't blind people bungee jump?
Why don't they bungee jump?
Scares their dog.
Yes. Oh, yes. Good note. Hey, Ben.
Mm-hmm.
Just discovered that the word seven has even in it.
Mm-hmm.
That's odd.
That's confusing math jokes. Venus Williams and Bruno Mars were sitting at a bar talking about where they were from.
Uh-huh.
Bartender goes, hey, you two should write a book.
Got it.
Men are from Mars, women
yes,
from... Okay.
That's the name of it. Yep. That's the name of it.
Great.
Hey, Ben, people call me self-centered.
Mm-hmm.
But that's enough about them.
Oh. You know, a man is driving home from work when he gets a call from his wife. She says, be careful on the road, honey. I heard the news that there's a car going the wrong way on the highway. He's like, it's not just one car, it's hundreds of them.
That is unfortunate. I think we found the perp.
Mm.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
Went to a psychic the other day. Yeah. Knocked on the door. Mm-hmm. She said, who is it? So I left.
Yeah, that's right. Not a very good psychic, was it?
Exactly.
Right. In a surprising announcement, Head & Shoulders have decided to discontinue their popular anti-dandruff shampoo line.
Oh, no.
The decision left many scratching their heads.
Yes, literally. Because that's their gig. Got it. Yeah. Hey, Ben.
Mm-hmm.
A guy asked his phone, Siri, why am I so bad with women?
Why?
And she said, I'm Alexa, you moron.
No, he can never get anything right. My neighbor, Kelly,
Yeah.
Yeah? Next door neighbor. Mm-hmm. Knocked on my door at 2:30 in the morning.
Oh.
Can you believe it? 2:30?
That's early.
Yeah, lucky for him, I was still playing my bagpipes.
Yeah. I can guess why he's knocking on your door.
Mm.
2:30 in the morning.
Okay.
Hey, Ben, I was abducted by aliens.
Were you?
Yeah, they made me wash my hands, clean my room, and eat my vegetables. Turns out I was on the mothership.
Oh. Kelly, I just took an IQ test.
You missed an opportunity for a probing joke, but yes, uh-huh.
Kelly, I just took an IQ test.
Yeah?
Good news.
Good news indeed.
Yep. It came back negative.
Great. Great. Great news. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
My husband thinks it's weird that I stare at the window during a heavy rainstorm.
Uh-huh.
It would be a lot less weird if he just let me in.
That's funny. That's funny. That's funny.
I got you at the probing joke, didn't I? You were thinking about it.
I was thinking about it for sure. All right. Yep. Wondering what that feels like. Is that weird? All right. It's You Laugh, You Lose here on 99.7 DJX.
Here's what's coming up with Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right, we're going to give you an Ed Sheeran song to listen for. Coming up right around 7 o'clock, it's our Ed Play of the Day for 4 tickets to Ed Sheeran in Nashville. So that's pretty cool. That's on the way right around 7. Before that, a little set at the bar story. If scammers would funnel this creativity into something actually useful...
And not against the law?
Right, exactly. the world would be a better place.
Well, the initial reaction, we were somewhat surprised.
Uh-huh, right. It's a Set in the Bar story coming up.
Uh-huh.
All right, Set in the Bar time, Kelly.
There are examples of what not to do or situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, if you can manage to make it through the day without accidentally robbing a bank, you're doing okay.
We're accidentally robbing a bank? How are we accidentally robbing a bank?
All right. So there's a Craigslist scam going on right now in Nebraska, right? So this woman unknowingly robbed a bank and another person. So it's happened a few times. The scam starts with like a job posting, right?
Okay.
To take care of someone's sick family member. So then the, quote, employers... The scam artist asked the person to go into a bank and hand over the phone so instructions could be given to the bank teller. So they're like, oh, Kelly, could you help out with, you know, a sick family member, you're like, well, sure, you know, this is great. You're like, all right.
You want me to go get you groceries? I'll go get you groceries.
No, actually, I'm going to need you to get some money out of the bank for them. You're like, oh, all right, cool.
Okay, so, and you couldn't do that?
So I'm on the phone with you. All right, so just here, I tell you what, hand the teller the phone so I can give them, like, account information. You're like, yeah,
that's
sure,
not
okay.
Sus at all.
And then once the bank teller gets on the phone, they're like, yeah, this is a robbery. This person in front of you is robbing you. Give them money.
And she's all like checking her lipstick in her mirror, just like,
know.
You know.
She has no. She has
after this, I think I'm going to run to the store, then I'll get my groceries.
Right. No. So this is Lieutenant Kyle talking about the scam.
Well, the initial reaction, we were somewhat surprised. After the first one, we were definitely on the lookout for. And so any time that they start asking for money to be sent online, that's the biggest red flag that jumps up.
Yeah.
Yeah. By the way, go buy me a couple of eBay gift cards.
Uh-huh.
And Amazon gift cards too. And
right.
Then take a picture of them and then send that to us too, if you could do that.
Right. So again, let's try to, resist. And for, I understand that you're a giving person. You want to help. But when
she had the best of intentions.
So again, if you can manage to make it through the day without accidentally robbing a bank, when you're just trying to help someone's sick family member.
Right.
You're doing okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
Don't answer those ads.
Yep. That is your Setting the Bar story on 99.7 DJX. I was out last week, went to Nashville first. My daughter's in Irish dance, the National North American Irish Dance Championships were last weekend. And so flew down to Nashville, tried to grab a cab to head up to the Opryland, right? And I was waiting a little bit at the cab stand and because I thought there would be a shuttle. But long story short, so I go over and I'm like, yeah, I don't have cash on me. Who has cash anymore, right?
Right.
And so I go and I ask the guy, you know, who's managing the cab stand. I'm like, hey, do you guys accept card? And he's like, no, cash only.
Yep.
And I'm like, oh, all right. You don't, I pointed to all of these cabs all in a row, and I'm like, none of them take a card? And he's like, no, I need cash.
Okay.
So I'm like, okay, I kind of like you.
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
How much is it going to cost to get me to Opryland?
Right, exactly.
Opryland Hotel, yeah.
Right. So I'm thinking in the back of my head, I'm like, all right, well, I don't know if I can maybe go inside the airport again and find an ATM and maybe get some cash out because...
Yeah. We always have cash when we travel.
So I...
For these reasons.
So as I'm kind of pondering, like literally maybe 10, 15 seconds later, he goes, here, this one. And he points to this, this cabbie. And the cabbie kind of waves me over. And so I'll point...
I'll take your card.
I point over and I'm like, oh, okay. And so I walk over and I get in the cab and I'm like, you accept card? And just to kind of like, I guess,
pre-qualify. You got to pre-qualify.
Well, reiterate the fact that I had already asked if they could take card, and he said cash only.
And I have no cash.
And so I said, you take card? And he turns around, and he's like, you heard me talking to the guy? You heard the conversation?
Okay.
And I was like, so that's a yes? And he's like, you heard. And I'm like, you know, and I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, sorry for trying to, I guess, just ask if I have I want to pay you.
Right.
And
exactly.
So I don't want to sit there when you get to the Opryland and dive out of the car. Right.
And have this be awkward.
Right. Exactly. So,
like,
anyway,
I'm not trying to scam you. I have methods to pay. They just aren't cash right now.
It's not cash. And then your guy literally said, none of y'all take cash. So
right.
I'm asking and I'm just confirming you take cash. There's no need to get testy. So
this is already off. To a great start.
I know. And so I'm just, you know, I'm sitting there and he drives me to the Opryland. And, you know, when
so
we...
So I'm guessing he's not too chatty.
No, he's not at all.
Yeah.
In fact, he takes a call on the Bluetooth in the middle. So okay. He's just chatting with someone. I'm like, what is happening here?
Oh, wow. So, it's just a casual conversation, not a business deal or anything? Okay.
Yeah, we get to the Opryland, and then he's like, all right, let me get your card. And so I give him my card. But before I give him my card, he says, how much tip do you want to leave?
Oh, God.
And
so
I'm
awkward.
Like, how much tip?
Uh-huh.
And I'm like wait,
what's
why?
The amount?
I said,
isn't that factored in? I don't understand.
I'm like, why? I'm thinking, again, why are you asking me this? Why don't you just accept my card, turn it around, and give me the little screen that says,
exactly.
Tip,
you want a tip,
this tip, this yes. tip, this tip. Or, you know, and let me just kind of figure that out in silence on my own.
And again, it's been a long time since I've taken a cab. Are we tipping cab drivers? Is that standard? What's standard?
Yeah, typically there is a tip on a cab driver, just as there is on an Uber, Lyft, or any of those rideshare
okay.
programs.
So what's considered standard a good tip?
No, my point 20%? Is, Kelly, that he's asking me, after we had this really awkward exchange to begin with.
Do you like my exceptional service?
Yeah.
Where I yelled at you first and then didn't speak
right,
and talked
exactly.
on the phone the entire time?
I mean, but listen, not speaking to me is not a deal breaker. Like, I'm fine with the
right.
rideshare person or the taxi person not speaking to me. But the fact that he's like, how much tip do you want to leave? And I'm thinking, okay, how about 15?
You know what? Double it. Double it. You were amazing.
I said, how about 15%? And then he said, what's that? And I'm like,
Like, I don't know. What's the total?
And so I, you know, it was a $30 cab fare. And so in my head, I'm thinking, okay, so what's half of three? Okay, $450 would be 15%. You know, on a $30 cab fare. And so I go, $450. He goes, how about $5? I'm like,
oh,
what?
My gosh.
I go,
he's bargaining
I know,
with you
and I'm
on
like,
your tip.
I am like, I'm thinking to myself, I am literally getting taken right here in the cab.
Oh,
like, this
wow.
guy is hustling me after he yelled at me.
It's like, you know
I'm,
what? You just take whatever you want at this point.
Know,
take whatever
like,
you want.
I'm like, and so I
do you
I,
want the dog too? I'll throw in the dog.
I almost doubled down and said, no, $450 is good. But then I'm just thinking, okay, what's 50 cents to me in the long run?
Right.
Let's just pay the guy the extra 50 cents and get out of this cab.
Like,
and
sure,
leave.
You're welcome.
I was legit on, I felt like I had gotten completely scammed and taken for a ride. And so I tell my wife, she's like, oh, I wouldn't have. And I'm like, of course you wouldn't have. But
yeah.
I was in the moment, and I'm just sitting there going, okay, what do you want?
You're like, okay.
Do you want two credit cards? Can
yeah.
I give you my Costco card, too?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you can go in and get some good deals on something.
You were bullied into a bigger tip
than what you
were.
First of all, I was bullied into a tip.
You were bullied into the cab, really, honestly. We're going to back it up.
Sure. I was like, and then I was bullied into giving him a tip. And then I was bullied him into giving him a bigger tip.
Yeah.
So
yeah. That was kind of how I bought my first car. Like, it was 9 o'clock at night. They're
right.
like, I need this. It was the end of the month. I need this on my books for this month.
Yeah.
Okay.
I need you to buy this. I literally.
Yes. That's literally what they said. And I said, okay. And that's how I bought a car.
You're like, all right. You know, what's the next 5 years of my life, right?
Exactly.
Car payment.
It was my first adult purchase, and I was
right.
bullied into it.
Oh, shoot. So, anyways, hey, had a great time in Nashville. That was
wow,
fantastic.
Wow, what a great start.
I know.
And then you walk in here, and you just got this chip on your shoulder, like, what just happened?
I know. I was like, okay. And then, of course, it's the Opryland, and everything is about 1,000 times more expensive than
Absolutely.
Anything else. And it's like, all right,
but
great.
But it's 1,000 times more magical.
Okay, you're right. It is.
Did you take a boat ride through the joint? That's pretty funny.
Okay, anyways, yeah, there you go. I was taken by a cab driver who literally almost made me cry and then was just like, okay.
How about $5? I'm going to need $5 from you.
Weddings, oh, weddings. They're always so dramatic in good ways, stressful ways, sometimes bad ways. It's just because you want everything to be so perfect and you want everybody who attends your wedding to have a good time, right?
And you want your best friends
yes.
and closest friends and family members to want to be a part of it and help make it as special as you always dreamed it would be.
Yeah. So when Jesse reached out, kind of going through this with some members of the bridal party and with how much it actually costs. So doesn't really want to stress them out, but also knows there may be not there may be some truth involved in some non-truths in there as well. So we're going to get into group therapy on the way. And if you've got an issue and you're like, you know what? Could probably use Ben and Kelly's help. That's where we come in. At Ben and Kelly Show.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Got this email. Hey, guys. I'm getting married in a few months, and my fiance and I are having an issue with a couple of members of our wedding party.
Okay.
We've got a bridesmaid and a groomsman who don't have their own transportation to our wedding, and one of which is struggling to pay for their wedding attire.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my fiance and parents and I are going to be too busy carting decorations and prepping for the event to drive them to and from the wedding, but they're complaining that they won't have a way to get to our wedding otherwise. Busing is not an option. Our wedding is in a neighboring city, and they claim they can't afford an Uber or Lyft for that far. It's literally across the bridge.
Mm-hmm.
My mom thinks we should kick them out of the wedding party. And that if they don't find their own way to the wedding, then they just don't come. But my fiance and I are close to these people, and I don't know if I want to kick them out. My fiance feels the same way. However, we can't be expected to chauffeur them to and from our wedding. I feel like I'm caught between a rock and a hard place, and I don't want to ruin our friendship with our wedding party members, but we also can't be expected to cater to their needs for our day. Please help.
And there's no way to have someone... drive them.
So I asked those questions, and she said catching a ride with the other members of the bridal party is out for distance and not enough room in the vehicle due to some kids. They both have been known to spend impulsively, and then they complain that they're broke is mm-hmm. another tidbit that they followed up with and said they just both got better paying jobs. So maybe that might improve the situation in a couple months by the time the wedding is around.
I don't think I kick them out of the wedding party. That seems a little extreme. But at the same time, I want to put it back on them and say, hey, we would really like for you to share in this moment with us. Hopefully you can find a way to... You know,
that they can share a ride, and then knowing it's coming in a few months, that you can save for that.
Right. If the wedding's not this weekend.
Right.
And it's not like you have to find some immediate cash, you know, maybe you can figure out, okay, if the wedding's a month away, then I save up $60 or however much it's going to take to take an Uber or take a Lyft or take some sort of ride share across the bridge to your wedding.
That seems reasonable.
It does. I don't see. I wish we could talk.
The pushback is interesting.
I know. I wish we could talk to the members of the wedding party who are in this situation, because I feel like there is a solution here that people are just either not wanting to accept or just ignoring.
Well, I think the issue lies around this little backstory of they've both been known to spend impulsively and then complain they don't have any money. If you go buy the newest iPhone or whatever and be like, oh, I'm so broke, I can't do anything. They're not great with managing their money. And now when they are being asked to spend a little on their behalf, they're like, oh, I don't have it.
Right.
Like, well, you had it for other things, but this is apparently not a priority for them.
Oh, geez. Okay.
So that's tough. You can't really, that's one of those things that you can't like call them out on, like, well, you had enough money to go out to dinner here on this day or to buy that you just bought.
All right.
You can't really say that.
Would love to get some more of your feedback on this, especially if you've been in a situation with a wedding party that's been difficult. All right. We'll take some of your calls and suggestions, your stories on the way. Group therapy is one where Jesse is getting married in a few months. Now, specifically, Jesse's got some members of her wedding party who are saying it's it's not affordable. Her wedding's not affordable. Specifically, the ride getting there.
Yeah, and the wedding attire. They'd also mentioned about that, too. Now, we kind of tossed out there, well, can they catch a ride with another member mm-hmm. of the bridal party? Because there are several.
Yeah.
And that is not an option for several reasons. Some of them are coming from out of town. Others have kids. There's no room in their cars, stuff like that. So they did try to broach that subject not going to happen. She did mention in a little bit of backstory that these two have been known to send impulsively, but then complain that they have no money.
So Amanda writes in and says, you know, maybe have them stay with you the night before. Then they could help with everything that needs to be done. Not really certain of the financial situation, but maybe chip in a bit for their wedding attire. Most people, she continues, says, have been on hard times, never really get the chance to experience such an awesome event in someone's life. So I've been told multiple times I'd have been in weddings if I hadn't been, quote, struggling. But in the end, it's your day and only you can make that choice of what happens. I kind of like the idea of seeing if they can come the day before or help or whatever like that. I don't know.
Yeah, staying overnight so that you can just kind of be there and be helpers and then hitch a ride that way. Whitney says, I feel like they should have taken that into consideration when they were asked to be a part of the wedding party. If they can't get transportation there or afford the wedding attire, they should have just declined, you know, being a part of the wedding party. That's on them. Fran is suggesting pay for the Uber. If they're your friends, I'd imagine it's important for them to be there. Not everyone has the same financial situation, but a lot of people are suggesting if it's that important to have them there, then pay for the Uber.
Yeah, I think maybe that's a good compromise, or at least like say, I'll help you with it.
Yeah, split it with them.
Yeah.
Like if they split it three ways, because there's a bridesmaid and a groomsman that are struggling.
Uh-huh.
So split it between like, you know, the three of you. You as the wedding couple and then, you know, them. And maybe it's a little bit easier. And also, again, we were kind of talking about the fact this is still several months away. Can you not plan to set a little bit aside? Know that that's coming up. This is not like a last minute thing where they need to have the money like right now.
Yeah. Right. Well, hey, good luck. I think there are some great suggestions here.
Yeah, Chloe said if you really care and want them there, then you will do what you can to have them there. I bought my maid of honor's dress for my wedding because she couldn't afford one. It was worth every penny to have her stand beside me on my wedding day. Pick what you won't regret in 5 years.
Okay.
So that's a good one.
Yeah, that is good. All right. If you've got anything else you want to comment, we put it up on Facebook at Ben and Kelly Show. That is group therapy. Fun little game called Little Kid or Drunk Adult. Let's welcome to the program Gary. Hi, Gary.
Hey, how's it going?
Gary is calling us from the job site, so we're going to get him off the phone quickly so he doesn't get in trouble.
Hey.
Now, Gary, you're kind of famous around these parts. You want to describe how we would know you?
Well... I go to Louisville football games, and I paint my body, so that's about all I got.
Okay, yeah. All right.
That's about all
we
I got.
We got it.
He looks like the Cardinal Bird. He paints himself to look like the Cardinal Bird. Gary,
I love this, Gary.
Yeah, so I'm happy that you're getting a chance to play here with us. It's called Little Kid, Drunk Adult. Kelly's going to explain how it all works.
So you are going to hear three magical stories. You have to figure out, was that person a little kid or a drunk adult when it happened?
Okay.
Got it.
All right, cool. Here we go. First one.
So I woke up in a Taco Bell dumpster.
All right.
There's a story there. You know there is.
Yeah. Let's go drunk adult.
All right, drunk adult. Kelly?
Yeah. I feel like drunk adult, right? All it right. has to be.
All right, both of you say drunk adult.
I was a little kid.
No,
little
come on.
Kid.
Come on now.
What?
I thought this was obvious.
What?
I was playing hide and seek with my friends, and my house was backed up to an alley and a Taco Bell. So I figured they'd never find me in a dumpster, and I was really committed to win. And so I stayed in there so long that I ended up falling asleep. I woke up about an hour later, and then I found my friends later that day, and I was just really too embarrassed to admit where I hid. But then, you know, they started asking why I had cheese sauce on my back.
Oh, my God. Cheese sauce!
Okay.
All right. All right.
That's a valid question.
All right, Gary, you're 0-1. Here we go. Next one. Little kid, drunk adult.
I fell off the back of a motorbike that was being driven by a Boy Scout.
Okay.
Fell off the back of a motorbike being driven by a Boy Scout. Little kid, drunk adult.
See, I feel like there is an obvious answer here, too, right?
It has to be a little kid.
Has to be.
I feel like that's the obvious answer, which makes me want to say drunk adult.
So Gary's saying little kid. Kelly's saying drunk adult.
One of us is going to be right.
Oh, yeah! Drunk adult. Yep. Drunk adult.
Yep.
Gary, you're not very good at this game, by the way.
That's not right.
I am awful.
I went on a camping trip and was drinking Fireball by the campfire.
Oh, God.
My dog took off running into the dark night chasing a sound. I ran after the dog for what felt like miles, right? I hit a log, tripped, and tumbled down a steep hill. I snapped my leg and lay there for hours.
Whoa.
In the morning, three scouts find me, and one gets a dirt bike. The kid took off fast, hit a wreck, and I fell off, landing on my wrist, breaking that too.
Wow.
It took a team of adults to properly rescue me.
Wow.
Wow.
What a story.
That is an unfortunate night of Fireball.
Yeah, Yay. It is. All right, Gary, you're 0 for 2. Please, for the love of God, just try to get one right, okay? All right, Gary, last one. Little kid, drunk adult.
I had my uncle steal the tires off his ex-girlfriend's car.
What? I helped my uncle steal the tires off his ex-girlfriend's car.
Oh. Oh, wow.
Drunk adult. Gotta be.
Gotta be.
I want to say little kid on this. I want to say little kid.
Gotta be.
Again, one of us is going to be right.
All right. So, Gary, you're saying drunk adult. Kelly, you're saying little kid.
Okay, before you judge, I was a 9-year-old little kid.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Gary, you got every single one wrong. That is impressive. I'm not even mad at you. That is impressive.
I mean, he's at work, so.
I'm blaming the job site.
There are things happening around him, I can tell.
All right, real quick, let's hear the story about this.
My uncle was bitter and wanted his tires back that he bought his ex. And I had these tiny fingers, which helped get the rim wrench in place. Then I held the lug nuts while he worked like a member of a NASCAR pit crew. Boom! 4 seconds, we were done.
Oh, my God.
May not be surprised to hear that he's in prison now, but I'm good.
She said he wouldn't be surprised to hear he's in prison now, but I'm good.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, wow.
He worked as fast as a NASCAR pit crew. That's impressive.
Love that. Hey, Gary, you did awful. Consider these pity prizes. All right, we're still going to hook you up. All right,
they still work.
Awesome.
All right,
awesome.
Congrats.
Thank you.
Hang on the line another quick second. We're going to get a little bit more information from you. Thanks so much, Gary, for playing.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
All right, thanks.
Gary, you're the best. I love it. I love it.
Ah, little kid, drunk adult there. So Taylor Swift. 99.7 DJX, she's been on a little bit of a roll as of late. Her third re-recorded album, Speak Now, Taylor's Version, just debuted at number one on the Billboard 200. Biggest week for any album this year. So, I mean, that is one, I guess, milestone, another little notch in her cap, right? But listen to this record. It's the 12th number one, which surpasses Barbara Streisand.
Oh, wow.
Like, you may not even know who Barbara Streisand is.
What's a Barbara Streisand?
I never heard of her. But she was kind of like the Taylor Swift back in the 70s, right? She was kind of the it girl. She turned her music career into
movies.
She's
a big movie star. Yeah,
became a movie star and everything. But for having the most number one albums among female artists. So congrats to Taylor. Speak Now TV out right now, and her Eras Tour obviously doing big things on 99.7 DJX. All right, let's get to that feel good. Kelly K.
So, you know, teachers, they go above and beyond all the time. This one in particular, though, is doing something pretty special for a former student. Roman McCormick was born with a rare hereditary condition that progressed to stage 4 kidney disease. Mm-hmm. He's a sophomore in high school now. And when they found out that Mr. McCarthy, his former teacher, was a match, his siblings ran into his room screaming.
They had already had the call that was, you have a donor. Yeah. And that's the big call.
Yeah.
That's the big phone call. So then when you get one a couple days later, like, hey, the guy who taught the Pythagorean theorem is going to give a kidney. So approached it as a math teacher. Like, I have 2 kidneys and I only need 1. So that works. I have an extra. And I put as little thought into it as possible. I'm a parent. I have a 10-year-old and a 6-year-old. So, you know, when you see a story like this, you instantly put yourself in their shoes. And I'm just very excited to be on this end of it and be able to help.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah, and so get this, a donation and the transplant surgeries are set for 2 days from now.
Oh, wow.
So here's hoping that everything goes well, and you can see their story on our website, WDJX.com. Do your thing.
Of course, this is Beyonce Day here in Louisville, 99.7 DJX. The Beyonce's Renaissance Tour rolling through LNN Stadium a little bit later on this evening. This is a big week for shows because you've got Alicia Keys coming to the Yum Center a little bit later on this week. And Emily's got your free tickets to win all this week right around 4 on 99.7 DJX. Of course, that concert coming up on the 20th. So yeah. And then Ed Sheeran, the 22nd, down in Nashville, which we're giving you tickets for with the Ed song of the day, the Ed play of the day, right? If you're listening earlier, I'll give you a hint. We told you you should be listening for Ed Sheeran's I Don't Care. All the bad things disappear. Making me feel that maybe I am somebody. I can deal with the bad nights when I'm with my baby. Yeah, so that's the song you should be listening for right around 3:10 with Emily on 99.7 DJX. I don't know if you saw this over the weekend in Detroit. Ed Sheeran played. He first asked the audience if he could cover an Eminem song. To which the audience was like, well, sure, it's Detroit. Why not? Which, by the way, if you're going to cover an Eminem song, why not go out with a huge banger, right?
Absolutely. Mom's spaghetti is nervous, but on the surface he looks calm and ready to
drop bomb. But he keeps on forgetting what he wrote down. So yeah, Ed is just kind of, you know, going through
the
motions.
He's making it more melodic, I think, too.
Yeah.
Put his own spin on it.
Yeah, less angry, I would say, less angst-filled. But...
Uh-huh.
Step back to reality.
I mean, if you're in the crowd, you're losing your mind.
They are. You can hear it.
I mean, Eminem.
What a moment.
I know.
Back to the lab again, yo. This old rap shit, he better go capture this moment. You better lose yourself.
I mean, and then they just start going. Very cool moment there at the Ed Sheeran tour in Detroit. Then they,
dang.
Yeah, I was gonna say, then he helped them out with Stan, you know, that song that Stan, Eminem Stan. I got a whole bunch of your posters and your pictures, man. Like you should take the rockets to this fresh. Anyways, I hope you get this game. Get me back just a chat, truly yours, your biggest fan. Sing it.
Perfect on
oh
it.
Oh my gosh, yes. So cool moment there in Detroit. I'm assuming Nashville going to be another city where there's going to be some surprises. So you can win 4 tickets, Ed Play of the Day.
Dang.
Again, coming up right around 3 o'clock with Emily on 99.7 DJX.
Ed has been pulling out some amazing surprises. I mean, he's had John Mayer as a surprise opener. He opened for himself, which was kind of fun. And you know,
yeah, right.
And this happening, you just never know what's going to happen at
love
an
that.
Ed concert.
Love that. Love that. At Ben and Kelly Show on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. You can always shoot us a message, a DM, if you will. We'll turn around, toss it out to our listeners, see what we can do for you.
Yep. So Anna says, Ben and Kelly, got a question for you and your listeners. I'm a 25-year-old woman working in a male-dominated office. Mm-hmm. I act professionally, get along with my coworkers. Well, recently I've been getting invitations to spend some time alone outside of work with some older male coworkers, some of whom are married with kids.
Okay.
Activities range from going to the movies to teaching me how to shoot a rifle. Now, while I enjoy office chats with these men, I don't feel comfortable spending time outside of work with them.
Yeah.
On the other hand, it could be misreading friendly invitations to hang out with someone who could be a professional mentor. So what should I do? And how do I decline an invitation without making them feel bad, or accept and keep the professional lines clear?
I mean, are the is the family along with, like, are they saying, hey, do you want to go? Okay.
No, who does that?
I was going to say, even that sounds weird. Hey, do you want to go with my wife and kids to see the Barbie movie when it comes out?
Yes, like you and I worked together for a really long time, and you're not inviting me to go to the movies out with your family. That's just, no, we have our own deals. And I get, like, she's in a tough spot because she doesn't want to misinterpret, but this does seem like who is inviting their coworkers out to the movies? Especially when, you know, you don't have this backstory of being longtime friends.
Hey, can I show you how to shoot a gun? Hey, that's so random.
That's bold.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I understand that she's got her spidey senses tingling about this. And I think for the right reasons.
I mean, for now, let's just decline every offer. No, thank you.
You're busy. I think the best excuse so that you don't make them feel bad or just, you know, just flat out other than just saying, no, you know, just, I'm sorry. You're just busy every single time they're asking you to do something.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if I'm worried so much about making them feel bad, but
well,
just
I think
saying,
she's worried about, like, changing the culture at work, though.
Yeah.
She doesn't want them to start, you know, treating her differently.
Well, she does want them to start treating her
differently,
in the sense that
just more professional.
Yeah, yeah. Quit asking me to go to the movies with you.
That's so bizarre.
That is a bit random and bizarre. But yeah, I think you're always busy. And then you know if it I guess crosses. I hate to say if it crosses a bigger line, then you take it to HR. I don't know if it's an HR issue now.
If they start to become overtly flirty, because it doesn't sound like that's the case just yet. But if they keep persisting and keep asking and you have to keep saying, oh, no, I got a thing at the place. Sorry. You know, then maybe we,
maybe it is HR. I mean, I was going to say maybe it is an HR issue when they just don't get the hint and they continue to ask. And you're like, OK, this is starting to become, you know, just not only annoying, but it's getting uncomfortable.
Well, yeah, and then maybe you say, you know, I really appreciate it, but, you know, I kind of draw the line. I have some boundaries with, you know, work versus personal life, and maybe that's what it comes down to.
I hate movies and I hate guns. Sorry. Can't do either one.
Or, hey, my private time I spend with, you know, my family, my friends. But thank you.
Yeah, right. All right. Well, hey, hopefully that helps. Hopefully that gives you a couple ways to approach that. Diving into the DMs here on 99.7 DJX. Good morning. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. We are streaming at Ben and Kelly Show or WDJX.com. Just click on the Listen Live and you can get us right there.
It's a shout out for everyone who is the only one listening that way because signal's not working. So
900 million dollars. Is it getting into the range where you're going to buy a ticket, Kelly?
I mean, yeah, it got in the range for me about 500 million ago.
Oh, okay.
So, I think that's usually when it gets to like 300 or 400 million, we're like, okay, maybe.
So my daughters, for the first time ever in their the career of their life, decided that they were going to buy some Powerball tickets. Now it's for my father-in-law, whose birthday was last week, because, you know, at the time it was at right around what, probably $700-800 million, about midweek last week. And so my father-in-law was like, yeah, you know what, I would like some lottery tickets, so maybe you guys, you know, could get me some of that. Now, to be fair, he handed them the $20 to go buy 10 Powerball tickets, right?
Sure.
But it was a he was maybe hoping that, like, they had some good luck with that. Alas, it's now 900 million, or projected to be at least 900 million, and the drawing is tonight. So my father-in-law did not win.
But are they going to go back?
And so basically,
and try it again.
As you pointed out, my daughters gave my father-in-law a losing gift. Right.
Yep. You right. Said, here's a piece of paper that says you're a loser.
You are a loser. Yeah, 900 million. So, yeah, that's tonight. The Third biggest Powerball jackpot and the seventh largest in United States history. So that's not bad when it gets up into that close to flirting with $1 billion and maybe more, right?
Yes.
But again, I always say, and people always look at me funny, that I don't know if I would want to win that much money, because you've seen how many, and we've even talked to people who are like, I won $1 million prize lottery and it
ruined my life.
It didn't necessarily ruin my life, but yeah, I mean, things definitely changed. And, you know, there's a reason there's those TV shows, The Lottery Ruined My Life, because people get that much money, then all of a sudden all their friends and their family come out of the woodwork, and then it's just like money, 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 and then all of a sudden you're on the hook to pay for everything, because everybody's like, look, you want $1 million.
All I'm hearing are excuses. We've got a plan. We're going to try it out. Right. Like, we have a plan in place. Like, we know how we're going to proceed.
Oh, that's good. That's
once
good.
We get the, yes. Like, we've figured it out.
Are you going to accept the check wearing some sort of...
We're not telling anybody. No, we're not telling anybody. We're like, you know, not going to show our faces if they make us take a picture with the big check or whatever. I think there's some sort of rules about that, all that.
I think you do have to, in Kentucky, be like, you know, have your identity.
Put your face on blast.
Or something like that. I don't know. But yeah, maybe.
That seems to be like.
Can you do it in a costume? Would you wear your Nurse Betty outfit?
Not going to wear the Nurse Betty, but I do have the inflatable dinosaur.
Ah, all right. So maybe that. All right. So now if you see an inflatable dinosaur, accept this $900 million check, you'll know that Kelly K won.
If you see DJ Rex.
You'll know two things. One, Kelly's not going to be on the air the next day.
Exactly.
And two, that maybe she won the jackpot. So.
I'll take a week to say goodbye. Aww. I'll take a week to let y'all say goodbye to me.
Oh, that's so nice. Thank
Isn't that
you,
nice?
Kelly.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Once I announce, oh, I'm retiring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It's
right.
Time to go sit on my porch and drink lemonade.
Drink lemonade. All right. Yeah. $900 million. That is tonight, the lottery. It's Ben and Kelly. Good morning. 99.7 DJX. Kind of cool. The fourth annual celebrity kickball tournament there by the homies are coming back on July 29th. 1 o'clock in the afternoon, Jack Harlow, all sorts of people going to be there. Peyton Siva, yeah, everybody from the homies, and a bunch of other sports stars and celebrities going to be in attendance at this kickball tournament. So Jim Patterson Stadium, the place where it's going to be. And we've got tickets for you to win. All right. So WDJX.com, an easy place for you to go and win those tickets. They're at WDJX.com. And then we'll see you out for a little kickball. Did you ever play kickball when you were in grade school?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Did you?
And, you know, my kids had like a tournament in, I think it was third grade. They always had an end of year kickball tournament. And even at the end of fifth grade, they had one too. Yeah.
Did you like when you played kickball? It's like smooth or bouncy when they pitched it to you?
I needed it smooth.
You needed it smooth?
Yeah. Because, you know, bouncy, it can have a bad bounce right before it gets to you, and that can throw off the kick.
Yeah, but you could also get a lot of lift on...
You can if
with
it hits
the bouncy.
Right.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, so you can definitely get some power and some lift and kick it over some outfielders' heads there if you get the bouncy.
I was a soccer player, though, too. I was a soccer player, so I had that going for me.
So you had so you liked it smooth. Did you like it slow and smooth or fast and smooth?
Fast, because you can get some velocity that way too.
Okay.
Fast and smooth.
Yeah, I think liked it bouncy.
Okay.
Yeah, I want to say
sometimes
I was.
Sometimes you end up kicking it with your knee though if it bounces really high.
Yeah, but that's when you go you catch it and you toss it back to the pitcher and say, do it again.
Do it again? Is that what you? Wow.
Do it again.
All right, Bougie Ben needs another roll.
I know. I'm going to need another one. That wasn't good. That wasn't slow and bouncy enough for me. All right, WDJX.com, fourth annual celebrity kickball tournament there. You can win your ticket. Ben and Kelly, good morning. 99.7 DJX. All right, we do feel-good stories every hour throughout the morning. And Kelly K.
So... when you hear the words dog parade, you're there, right?
Yeah.
Well, that's what Allison Moore was betting on. 6 days before her dad's 100th birthday, she kind of tossed this out on social media like, hey, my dad really loves dogs, loves to pet dogs. It's like his favorite pastime. He's like a dog whisperer. Why don't we have a little dog parade past the house? It'll be fun. She was expecting maybe 20, 30 dogs. Well, hundreds came out, like wearing costumes. People dress little dogs up. You know, one was wearing a tux. They brought gifts. Even one lady didn't have a dog, but she wanted to participate, so she brought a big stuffed animal dog.
They were mostly strangers. They were. It makes you feel wonderful about your community, that people would come out and do that for your dad that you love so much. And it was really special.
Aww.
Yeah, I mean, the line was wrapped around the block. And yes, he got to pet every single one of those dogs. And she says he knew, like, all the breeds. Like, he knows dogs. He knows exactly who he's petting. It was just really precious. You can see the story, the video. It's up at WDJX.com.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
All right, so we've all heard of trouser snakes, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, this involves snakes.
And... but not in trousers, though, right?
Well, chest snakes, maybe.
Okay, great.
All right.
That's great.
That's interesting, too. All right, setting the bar time, Kelly.
Examples of what not to do or situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
All right, so if you can manage to make it through the day without trying to smuggle 5 snakes in your bra, you're doing okay.
We're putting 5 snakes in our bra? Wow. What cup size is that?
Right. Well, that's why she got caught, because people are like, that doesn't look like a normal chest.
It's a little lumpy.
Yeah, a little lumpy. They're corn snakes, by the way. Which
corn snakes?
Are brightly colored. They're kind of native to the southeastern United States. But apparently they've been growing in popularity among Chinese animal lovers. So this woman was stopped at a Chinese border crossing last month.
Ah, people pay good money for these.
Live corn snakes stuffed inside her bra.
Oh, no, sir. Nopity, nope, nope, and nope.
They said customs agents were like, it was the unusual body shape that ultimately gave away her scheme.
They had to have been slithering. Like, they're all not, because she couldn't have been like, you know, hey, guys, just stand still for
just
a couple
minutes. Just be quiet. Just
stop slithering.
Yeah, just give me like 5 minutes, and then you guys can start slithering again.
Oh, my gosh. Like, the logistics of this just make zero sense.
I know.
Bold move.
I didn't think I'd have to get on and tell you to not smuggle snakes in your bra today, but here we are.
Here we are, friends. Those snakes are probably like, thank you. Thank you so much.
Right, right. I mean, again, we've heard of trouser snakes, but chest snakes or bra snakes?
Bra snakes.
Yeah, that's a new one. Yeah, that's your Set of the Bar story. 99.7 EJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Welcome back to it. If you missed anything from the show, which you may have, we understand.
Transmitter's been down a little bit.
Yeah, the good news is available on the podcast. You could just check on the website, WDJX.com. You can see all the stuff maybe that you may have missed right up there, from our group therapy to the DM that we got from a listener whose coworkers were being just a little bit more friendly than maybe they should. Like, hey, do you want to go to a movie with me? I'm married, I've got kids, but I just figured you'd like to see a movie.
But it's team bonding.
Right, that's right.
Yeah.
Or how would you like to know how to shoot a rifle?
Sure, because that's something you ask your coworkers.
Yeah, would you like to know how? Because I have a rifle and I can teach you how to shoot.
Now, I have heard of, like, you know, team building trips to, like, go throw axes.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, we've done axe throwing before. That's fun.
Yeah, but normally you invite everybody.
But that's everybody on the team. Yeah, sure, for sure. So, again, if you missed anything from the show, catch up podcast, WDJX.com. It is up there. Anything else you may have missed can be found on the website, WDJX.com. Kelly, anything good up there?
You know, check the socials at WDJX.com, at 99.7DJX on Facebook. On Ben and Kelly. We'll keep you updated on that. WDJX.com. There's some things to see. I feel like we need to throw maybe an extra hint out on social media about our Ed Play of the Day.
Oh, I Don't Care, right around 3:10. Yeah, with Emily.
Yes.
Yep. That's the song you're listening for to win those four tickets to Ed Sheeran in Nashville. I Don't Care, Ed Sheeran on 99.7 DJX. And today, of course, Beyonce Day. So hopefully she's waking up from her beauty rest and getting herself prepared, her body, mind, and soul for tonight's Renaissance World Tour hitting LNN Stadium there. Formerly known as Papa John's Cardinal Stadium, formerly known as just Cardinal Stadium. That is tonight as the Renaissance World Tour rolls through town. So, all right, guys, have a good one. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, bye.